From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting as Donald Trump prepares for his first visit to the White House Thursday as president-elect. Widespread protests to his election victory erupted in several large U.S. cities Wednesday night. Many of the protesters say they are upset because of the inflammatory statements Trump made during his presidential campaign. But losing, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has told voters they owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
Trump will meet with President Barack Obama Thursday to begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January the 20th. Obama said he is rooting for Trump's success and has ordered the White House team to work as hard as they can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Despite winning the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As vote counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to an unofficial results tallied by the Associated Press. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Many world leaders congratulated Trump Wednesday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon offered this advice.
In the aftermath of hard-fought and often divisive campaign, it is worth recalling and reaffirming that unity in diversity of the United States is one of the country's greatest strengths. I encourage all Americans to stay true to that spirit.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting in Italy in May. Mexico's president also plans to meet with Trump. The Mexican government says it is ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for a new border wall. The United States military said Wednesday its airstrike campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria killed 64 civilians and injured 8 others during the past year. The new numbers released by the U.S. Central Command bring the official total of number of civilians killed since the operation began in 2014 to 119, with another 37 injured. Rights groups and monitors say the real number is much higher. The Pentagon data shows U.S. forces are responsible for about 2/3 of all coalition airstrikes. Haiti has launched a massive cholera vaccination program in parts of the country devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The campaign is expected to be the world's largest, targeting 820,000 people. Haiti has battled a cholera outbreak since 2010, when the bacteria was imported into the country by a contingent of United Nations peacekeepers. Ghana's Electoral Commission has qualified 7 presidential candidates for the national election on December the 7th. The successful candidates, 6 representing political parties and 1 independent, took part in a drawing late Wednesday to determine their position on the ballot. Despite some complaints about alleged bias by the Electoral Commission, a spokesman says everything has been on course for next month's poll. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and 6 world powers said Wednesday that Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making material for warheads. For details on these stories and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.